I don't know a whole lot about Bitcoin or what cryptocurrency is, but I know that people are getting really rich with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know that when it came out, it was like $5, right? And everybody thought you were crazy if you were like, I'm into Bitcoin. Bitcoin's going to be the way I'm going to get paid and do business the rest of my life. And now all of a sudden, I know that there's like Bitcoin multimillionaires, like hundreds of millions of dollars out there.
Yeah, but what if you couldn't collect your millions from this Bitcoin cryptocurrency because you didn't know your password? It's tough. It's Anna and Raven.
It's absolutely sickening is what it is,
it's
really.
It's crazy when you think about this. This is actually happening a lot. There's this one guy right now. His name is Stefan Tomlinson, and he has two guesses left to figure out his password that is worth $220 million.
It's absolutely insane.
So how does this even happen? The password that he has created 10 years ago when he started buying all this Bitcoin.
Sure.
It opens a small hard drive known as an iron key. Now, again, this is all going over my head, too. So if you're not familiar with this, you're not alone.
If you say something wrong, don't crucify her.
Right. But it contains these private keys and it opens a digital wallet that holds all these Bitcoins. For, in this case, is 7,002 Bitcoins. Now, the problem is that Mr. Thomas lost the paper where he wrote down the password for his iron key. And he can't find it. And the way he had it set up is that it gives you only 10 guesses before it seizes up, it encrypts the contents, and it's gone forever.
Bye-bye. See you later.
You thought it was bad when you couldn't remember your Apple password so you could download the updated Candy Crush app?
Right, right.
No. Imagine losing about $220 million because you can't remember your password.
There's nothing worse than being locked out of like your Google Play or something like that. You want to rent a movie, you're at home. It's just, I don't know the pin.
Oh my gosh.
But I tried it capital and not capital. He's been working on this hard drive, by the way, for 9 years. 9 years. Here he is talking about it.
A lot of people are offering various solutions. For example, one person suggested, have you tried the word password? Some people have recommended various mediums, psychics, prophets that I could talk to.
If I had $220 million on the other side of a door, let me just give you a visual here. It's locked on the other side of a door. I would drive a tank through that door. Whatever it took to get through that door to get to your money, that's what you would do. Essentially, that's what he's dealing with.
But you're thinking like small-minded. This is the world of the internet where there's nothing we can do to conquer
this. There's a million
this.
Doors. Have you seen The Matrix? Then do not lecture me, lady.
This is a problem that we should have seen coming because it's gotten so complicated to create a password. When, you know, he just said, have you used the word password? I read an article that password is still the number one most used password.
Right.
And here's what I don't understand. What allows you to use passwords?
Because right, now, nothing I'm involved in, right?
No, it's like I need an uppercase or lowercase. I need three symbols. I need a number. I need a reoccurring letter that's not the same letter. And it can't be your child's name or your birth date. I understand this guy's frustration because 99% of my passwords, I have no idea what they are. And you know how I remember them?
Huh.
I text them to myself.
Oh, good.
So when somebody steals my phone, you can take every password I've owned. I don't know what else to do.
Right.
I can't remember anything else.
No, it's true. I have them written down somewhere, too.
Yeah.
And it's archaic. They tell you all these different rules you have to put in to keep your password safe. But at the end of the day, the only way you can actually remember it is the most basic of those things, to write it down, tattoo it to yourself or whatever.
Right.
Maybe we need like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, like Lifeline, right?
That's what
one,
we need.
One person you can call. I mean, he should have gave it to his mom.
That should be.
He should definitely gave it to his mom.
That should be a job. There should be somebody that is hired that their job is that they're in charge of everybody's password and they make a lot of money.
I just like to visualize Stefan giving that password to his mom and her giving it back to him when he forgets it on Facebook.
There you go.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text if you want to join in. 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you decide a pandemic is a time to go to a wild swingers party, that's definitely all I need to know about you.
Things have been happening all over the place, East and West Coast. I'm telling you, throughout the situation, you can't tell people to tap down their libido, Anna. They just stick the libido somewhere else.
There's a lot of things I definitely don't understand about all of this.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of out of my comfort zone here.
Right.
But the LA County Sheriff's Department broke up a super spreader swinger party at a warehouse. This is what it sounded like.
It's the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The party is over. If you do not come down, you will be subject to arrest. The party is over. You need to come downstairs. We
And your clothes on, please.
It's the only party where everybody actually wants to be placed in handcuffs.
Oh, my gosh, Raven. I knew I shouldn't have brought this up. It's like opening up a portal
I'm just
going
to say, I mean, you can hear on the megaphone. Just play me one more clip of that real quick. You can hear on the megaphone, and you use the word warehouse. I mean, this is a large, expansive building. How many people are at this party?
I mean, 200. 200 middle-aged people, they said.
Yeah, it
always middle-aged? Yeah. I guess that's just like that's the genre.
You know, one of the biggest misconceptions, right, is a nudist beach or a nudist colony. And if you've ever been near one or on one or whatever, then you know it's true. You have this vision in your mind of these beautiful, glistening, hard bodies, right? And really depravity crazed people that are out there just having a great time. Mm. And then you get there and you realize everybody is like obese and pale, and it is not what you imagined. I mean, there's one or two rock stars there, and the rest is just really uncomfortable.
There's so many things I wonder. I wonder, do the police officers have to cover their eyes? I wonder, like, is there actually
you just gotta wear gloves, man.
A fishbowl of keys, like you hear about in the movies? I wonder, like, how did they get into the warehouse? What does the warehouse usually store? Like,
right.
Is it like a Amazon warehouse?
Fair questions.
Like, these are all
set
things
of fair questions.
I just want to know because I'm just so curious.
Right.
Like, I picture that they have to wear like boots because there's the sawdust all over the floor, and then I start.
I mean, I guess we're getting a glimpse into what Anna's swinger club would be like.
Well,
I mean, I don't know.
Warehouse,
peanuts,
you know?
On the floor. It's not the Texas Roadhouse. All right. You don't go over and pick out your steak first and then go over to your table.
I don't know. Either way, that's all I need to know about you.
If you fill your car with trash to the point that passengers will never actually fit in the vehicle, that's all I need to know about you. Behind yesterday, driving home on the way home, and here's one of these individuals, and they just newspapers and trash and all. I mean, you can't even point out exactly what it is inside the vehicle. If you were to open any of the doors besides the driver door, I mean, I would imagine just things just spill out of it. I don't even know how that's legal. I got to tell you the truth.
I've seen these cars a lot, and I think it kind of mirrors like hoarders from home.
Of course,
you know,
obviously,
it's one and the same.
It has to be a spillover. I mean, I would imagine if your car looks like that, your house looks like that. Now, if your house doesn't look like that and your car does, I guess that's better. But what does it smell like in that car?
Oh, let's not play that game.
What smells worse?
The warehouse? I knew you were going to say it.
Which one?
The warehouse smells worse.
And
which one would
you be more afraid to have something splash on you from?
No, I don't want to play that game. But I'll take the car. I'll take the car over the warehouse. I fell into the hype. Everybody's been talking about Peloton, and now they have all these different things on the app where there's different workouts, not just on the bike, but the treadmill and strength training and meditation.
Oh,
and
you
yoga.
Definitely fell in. Listen to you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
All of it.
Are you trying to convince yourself to pay for it? Are you getting it or for me to buy one?
So here's the thing. It's Anna and Raven. I actually am a fitness instructor. Now, if you've never seen me, I look like a normal middle-aged mom, right? There's nothing very muscular or fit about me, but I have been teaching for years because it keeps me going to the gym and working out regularly. And,
sure.
You know, and 10 years ago was a different time, but,
okay.
Fitness instructors in general, now we have this issue where we have to compete with these Peloton star instructors.
Right.
Because they've become almost like pseudo celebrities in a lot of ways.
Sure. Well, if something gets very popular, right, and there's all these people on the streaming service, everybody's going to have their favorite instructors, the people that really motivate them.
So I download the app because it's free for 2 months and I want to see what all the hype is about. And what I realize is they're nuts.
Yeah.
They're insane. So this is what it sounds like.
I don't know what that instrument is right there. It's not a... Yeah, that one right there. Oh, I love that sound, y'all. And I love this song.
What?
Meanwhile, I'm like, does everybody have the proper weights? Are you ready to begin class?
Right, it's a little bit different for you.
Yeah, so Raven, if you were going to give motivation like that guy as he's really getting into the music, here,
right.
I'll set the stage for you. All right, you're on your bike. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
You're ready to start class.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit the music. I need a really good test. All right, keep kicking it, life, Spoon Bonnie. I want to see those knees invading your brain. No?
That would be your class?
I want to see those knees up high.
Invading your brain?
Yeah, yeah, way up high.
Let's hear more of the Peloton people.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, when you hear the rest, you're going to know. It makes sense, all right?
Okay. The squad, the fam, the collective. Sir Turfnight, if you're new and going that fast seems outrageous, it probably is. It's okay. You don't have to. It doesn't mean anything about you.
See, I mean, that lady's crazy, all right? Lady,
did she say surf and turf?
I don't know what she said.
Surf and turf is up in the house. That's a,
Spumani is somebody's call name, all right? So I'm clearly calling out Spumani in that.
Spumani, surf and turf.
All right, Spumani, stay motivated. I like that. Oh, now am I going again?
Yeah, go.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Harry Kane. Carrie Bailey Sterry.
Oh, my goodness.
Looking good, climber 132.
Okay.
Enjoy those sweet ribs.
I don't know. I still would go with the Peloton lady. Even though she's talking about surf and turf, I feel like she makes more sense. I don't know. Let's hear another Peloton person.
All right. Here we go.
Shake off any of that crusty energy you bring in from the day. AC healing sweat. Come on, graham crackers. Thicky, thicky, thick, thick. One kidney strong. Stay with me. Extra cheese, please.
I mean, where are people coming up with these screen names? Is one kidney strong his call to action, or is that somebody's name?
Extra cheese, please.
That's what I'm trying to figure out
all
here.
All right, hold on.
All right, here's another Peloton, all right? Okay. Listen to how the pros do it.
German Rose. Tammy Strand. Janice by the Sea. You're not selling seashells today, mama. You're selling sweat.
No, you missed it. No. She's selling sweat. Here, wait.
Today, mama, you're selling sweat. Woo.
I can't
woo,
compete
she
with
does
them.
A woo.
Woo. Today, mama, you're selling sweat.
Woo. Oh, my gosh. All right, we need to really, really evaluate this. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. Peloton seems to be all the rage lately. And as a fitness instructor myself, I look at my classes and I'm like, man, they're not as motivated. So I downloaded the Peloton app because it's got this 2 free months free thing. This isn't a commercial. This is dead what I did, seriously.
Wanted to check it out. Thinking about making your husband get you one.
Yep. It's Anna and Raven. I want to see what all the hype is about. And what I realize is the instructors are nuts. They're so over the top about the things they say that I think that that's the bigger part of the appeal is, like, you just keep giggling. And you're like, oh, my gosh, did they just say that? And it's kind of funny and entertaining, and you forget that you're sweating and actually working out.
Yeah, I don't know if I can giggle when I'm actually working out because I wouldn't be able to breathe properly, but they do scare me a little bit, so there's that.
Yeah, let's hear some.
You have to fight back against the voices, whether they belong to you or someone else, that keep you small. Fight back. Love is bigger.
I mean, the motivational parts behind it are great, but on the other hand, how many voices are you hearing?
Who's talking to her?
Somebody.
What?
Is there going to be a therapist in this class, too?
All right, so.
I'm a little bit nervous.
So tonight I have my cardio, dance, and sculpt class that I teach.
All right.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm gonna try to mirror this Peloton instructor.
All right,
okay?
Go ahead. Get the energy up.
Let me get the music going.
Get it up.
If you have voices in your head, I suggest possibly seeing a doctor or hiring an exorcist. But right now, you tell those voices to pedal harder and faster so you can have bulging muscular thighs and intimidating calves. You go! How was that? Would you, like, if you were in my class, would you feel motivated to pedal harder at that point?
It sounded kind of like a patriotic bed behind there. Is this like a period piece? Revolutionary War times?
Because when you're cooling down in the class, that's when the music gets intense.
Okay.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. All right.
Let's hear another Peloton.
Okay. Let's try this one here.
Now lead with your heart. Now lead with your whole.
What?
Your heart and your head.
Did she just say to lead with your tushy? How do you lead with your tushy? That doesn't make any sense. For the record, Raven wanted to play that word, and I said we couldn't.
Yeah. And then you used word tushy to describe it.
It seems more right. Raven, can you be motivational like her?
I don't know after I just sold out on that beep. But all right, go ahead. Hit the bed. I'll do what I can.
You can use the word tushy if you'd like.
No. All right, put your left leg in.
Oh, boy.
Put your right leg out.
Okay.
Put your tushy. No, I can't do it. I just don't have it.
Shake it all about. Are you just doing a hokey pokey?
I mean, I was going to. Something derivative of that. But
oh, my gosh.
I definitely wanted to use stronger language.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what else we have.
Yeah.
Some days we wake up and we say, I want to go hard. Some days we wake up and say, I went hard yesterday.
Okay.
I think most kids go through a similar phase, but when I was very young, I had a very serious lift. And I like to tell everybody that you're not the boss of me.
What?
And as dedicated as I was to telling everybody else that they weren't the boss of me, I'm not the boss of you.
Wait a minute, what?
Is he making fun of people with lisps? Or is he actually telling a story? What is happening?
He's saying that he had some sort of speech impediment, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can't say that unless you went through the process yourself there before.
So I think that he's just trying to relay like a story from his childhood.
Yeah. I overcame something.
I could do that.
That's good.
I could do that, really.
Please tell me you're not going to make fun of a lisp on this one. Okay.
When I was a kid, my cholesterol was over 200 and I was a chubby girl on the bus. And the other kids were like, maybe you should stop eating entire wheels of provolone at lunchtime. And I said, you're not the boss of me.
Right.
And then I would eat the entire wheel of provolone. But now I have this bike and I teach this class.
That's it?
That's the story of my childhood.
Yeah, we'll just leave it to the professionals. That's it.
Yeah, no, you know what? They got it. They're good. Are you frugal or are you cheap? That's a big question. 1-800-330-9999. If you are cheap, what are you cheap about? The thing that makes you cheap. You can call or text. All right. Turns out there's actually a difference. Here's the difference, Raven.
Okay.
Cheap people only look at the price. They'll look at the price of something. They'll be like, I'm not buying that. It costs too much money. There's no way. So they might even be like, I'm not going to the doctor because it costs too much. I'm not paying that copay.
Okay. Yep. No, I hear that at what you're saying, right? Frugal is what?
Frugal is people that... they understand, and I don't want to say they're smarter, because that's not the right word that I'm looking for.
They understand there's things they have to buy, thinking, and acquire.
Yeah, so they make sure they study the price and the options. The best example I can give is if you go to a mattress store, and you may be paying a little bit more for the mattress, but you know that mattress will probably last you at least 10 years, versus buying one that you saw on the Facebook Marketplace for $23.
Oh,
that's cheap versus frugal.
I feel like you're talking about me because I got that fancy mattress. Oh, that's nice of you. You're
okay.
Not talking
about
me. No.
But there's some things that just make us cheap. Let's be honest. There's things that we're like, no, I ain't paying for that. Or I'll just reuse that. Or I don't need a new one of those because I don't want to spend the money on it.
You know the kind of neighborhood I come from. I could play this game all day. You want to do cheap? I could do cheap.
What makes you cheap, Raven?
Water with lemon. Soda, no ice.
What are you talking about?
How about eating half your meal and then saying it's no good and sending it back? Oh, that's cheap.
That's cheap. Oh, that's not only cheap. That's disgusting.
What if you wash your entire car with the window squeegee at the gas station? That's kind of cheap, right?
That makes you ridiculous.
You take 3 handfuls of napkins from the fast food joint self-service counter because you got to fill your glove box.
I think it's frugal.
Well, that's something you do. Listen to you.
I've got more napkins that I've taken from fast food places in my glove box every time I walk out. I think that's why they started
Now they give them to you. The counter is behind.
They caught up. They realized that people were doing this. I would bring
them
home.
Sorry, girl. That's cheap.
It would be like a rainbow of fast food places at my house. I'd put out the dinner napkins. It'd be McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell.
How about using your kid's Netflix password or stealing the neighbor's cable? That's cheap.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
That's illegal, too.
Uh-huh.
A flask in your pocket when you go out?
All right. You're going to
go frugal on that one.
Well.
Sounds like MZF owns a flask.
I don't own a flask. I was thinking about it because I was like, I definitely think I'm more frugal than cheap because I do believe that. I'd rather spend a little bit more for quality things,
mm-hmm.
but there's some things that make me cheap. Like, I will never pay full price for a pair of jeans. I don't care if they fit me perfectly. And any woman can tell you it is not easy to find good jeans.
Right.
And it, for some reason.
What is your max price on jeans that you'll pay?
So I don't know when it became so popular for jeans to be so dumb expensive. But
sure.
Sometimes I'll put on a pair of jeans and I'm not looking at the price tag. And I kid you not. I'll look at them after, and they'll be $228.
Wow.
And without fail, those will be the jeans that make me look like I'm 30 pounds lighter
and
a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, of course. Of course that's the way it's going to work. But what you max out at, what, $40?
No.
Won't pay more than $38.
$100 is my max, but they got to be real designer name to be 100. They have to be
that's
on
still
clearance.
Pretty tall.
That's a lot of money.
That's pretty tall for jeans.
But, they have to be able to last me years. I wear them to the ground. What's the thing?
That's why you got all them napkins.
That's why I have so many napkins.
Right. I got to pay for that jean budget.
So what makes you cheap? We learned earlier that there's definitely a difference between being cheap and being frugal. Somebody that's cheap just doesn't buy things because it costs a lot of money and they're just like, forget it, I don't need it. Somebody that's frugal understands there's certain things you need in your life, but you have to find a way to do it affordably. Now, being frugal is considered good. Being cheap is being bad. But let's be honest, we're all a little bit cheap.
Sometimes we do a little bit of both, all right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you add at least a couple more orders of the breadsticks at Olive Garden, right? You ask for them, you know you're already full, then you kind of like hide them behind yourself at the table, then you ask for some more, and then you ask for a bag. Is that frugal or is that cheap, Anna?
That's cheap, Raven.
All right. Well, I'll do it anyways.
On our text line, cheap. I hate buying garbage bags. Think about it. You're literally buying them to throw them away. It's true.
Yeah, but kind of necessary, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there's an arrangement of perfume or cologne samples on your dresser or the ripped out paper ones that they do in magazines, that's cheap.
On our Facebook page, I wash and reuse solo plastic cups, Alexis wrote. I mean, they are kind of reusable.
I mean, they're yours, right? So
Wendy says that on our Facebook page that she reuses her tea bags. That's cheap.
That's pretty cheap.
Yep.
That's pretty cheap right there.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What makes you cheap?
Greeting cards. My boyfriend and I were at Stop and Shop. Our anniversary was coming, and he went one way, I went another. We picked cards, and I look at him like, this is so expensive. So when I got to him down the next aisle, I said, have you noticed how expensive greeting cards are? He said, I know. And he showed me he had done the same thing, picked one. So what we did was, he gave me the one he thinks I gave him mine. We read it. We're like, oh, my God, that's so sweet. Thank you. And now we put them back. We don't even buy them anymore.
So you gave them to each other in the store.
Nice.
Right. Yeah.
Smart. It really is. I told my husband never to buy me a greeting card ever again because I think it's such a waste of money.
It's crazy. $7.99 now they're up to. It's nuts.
Forget it.
I'm cheap when it comes to eating out. I won't eat at any restaurant that doesn't have coupons.
I like coupons myself, but you know, what are you going to do? The biggest thing that I had to do, Anna, I got rid of fountain sodas. It's like $3, $4.
Yeah, because it's all of a sudden now you don't get free refills at places. It's like it sneaks up out of nowhere.
Right?
And you take four sips. They put so much ice in there. Next thing you know, you're $17 deep on Diet Coke.
Conspiracy, man.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When are you cheap?
Hi. So I'm cheap when it comes to foil and Ziplocs. I always reuse both of them. And sometimes plastic wrap, too, if it doesn't have any, like, condensation all over it.
Yeah, you ever get that in the refrigerator when you put the saran wrap on something and then it's got all the water drops? Yeah, that's nasty. You can't reuse that unless you wash it, I guess.
Right. I mean, what are you hanging out to dry? Like, wow.
But that was, when I was growing up, my mom always reused Ziploc bags. I reused Ziploc bags, and I thought you were supposed to reuse foil until I got older and realized that normal people don't do that. They just throw it away after they use it. We would have folded up little pockets of foil all over my house after my mom would use it. Hi, it's Yana and Raven. When are you cheap?
My shoes. My wife says I'm embarrassing because I've been wearing the same work boots and dress shoes the last 10 years. Maybe longer.
Yeah, my dress shoes, they're older than that.
Older than 10 years?
Probably. I mean, how often do I get dressed? I don't have to go to court no more.
What?
My sneakers, I've been wearing the same pair of Nikes for years. I mean, I don't work out, so what's the difference?
I guess if you don't wear them out, what is the difference?
Up to like 2 years ago, I would not pay, as a rule, like more than like $50 for a pair of sneakers.
Come on. I just will
not do it. That value has now been raised to like $67.89. Well, that's it. That's it. But I better have a coupon because I am not getting those sneakers.
I get new sneakers every 2 to 3 months, and it makes a difference in my feet. It really does.
Well, congratulations to your successful feet.
All right.
I ain't footing that bill.
There is something seriously wrong with my fat fingers, and I don't know what the problem is, and it keeps happening over and over again, and I just did it again.
Okay, so wait a minute. Your fingers are swollen? Is that what you're telling me?
No, they're of normal size, but I keep fat fingering and accidentally sending the puke emoji to everybody.
Oh, that's bad. Because somebody could be talking to me about something pretty serious. One thing, without name dropping, I mean, we talk to a fairly good range of people, and a lot of the phone calls and interactions we're having, Anna, on a daily basis have to do with business of the show, of the program, and the other things we're doing in the community. Did you make some community somewhere hate us?
It's Anna and Raven. So I don't know. It's for some reason, I don't even use the puke emoji that much, but I must have used it once and then by accident kept fat fingering it because it's right next to the laughing face.
Right. Well, once it puts it on your short list, then it's close. You're already inherently closer to danger.
So yesterday, my girlfriend Nancy texts me and she texts, I cracked myself up. I'm shooting this little commercial spot for St. B. It's this place that she works. And you would think I'm up for an Academy Award the way I'm treating it.
Oh, my gosh.
Puke emoji.
Oh, you're terrible.
I meant to send the laughing emoji. Hold on. It gets worse. My best friend Danielle, I dropped a face mask cage into your mailbox. It's this thing.
I've seen it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's supposed to help you breathe when you're working out. You put it under your mask.
I can't believe your friend really picked that up.
Yeah, she ordered extra on Amazon. She went all the way to my house.
No, it's a 4-pack for $10. I saw.
Whatever. But she went all the way to my house to leave one in my mailbox so I could have it for when I went to the gym last night.
Right, and instead of supporting her, what you think may or may not be a good idea, just supporting her being a nice friend. Puke emoji.
A puke emoji. I meant to send her the heart, the red heart, like, I love you, thank you. Right. Send her the puke emoji. Oh, that's really nice. Oh, it gets worse. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Two of my girlfriends from college, and this is the saddest, most terrible one of them all. You'll never guess who passed away. And then they told me who passed away, and I sent puke emoji, and I meant to send the big sad face.
Terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, so sad to be a house mom for your sorority. And now that you've passed, some of the girls are sending puke emojis.
It's terrible.
It is terrible.
And then Leanna, who we work with, she asked if I was available for a 10 o'clock Zoom meeting with a client.
Nope.
Puke emoji. I have to delete. Can you permanently delete a puke emoji?
I don't think that you can. I wouldn't know that much about my phone, but you may have just cost me some money on that last one.
Oh.
So you better figure this thing out.
What is the worst to send to somebody? Because I feel like the puke emoji is got to be like in the top three worst things that you can accidentally send someone.
For anybody, a guy or a girl, or I mean, for me, myself, I'm imagining the peach or the eggplant, because either one of those, I end up in HR.
Yes.
Either one of those.
Yes.
You know, either that, I get a wink back or a puke emoji.
Yeah.
Or any one of the above. I mean, and who knows, depending on who you send it to. Oh, my gosh. It'd be terrible.
That can be pretty, pretty bad. Because those have like innuendos behind them of things that you're trying to say.
Thank you for explaining it to anybody that might not understand that or be ancient.
My husband didn't know what an eggplant emoji was. He had no idea. And I made him Google it. And then he was horrified. You know what would also be a pretty bad one to send? It's one of the new ones. Did you see they added oyster?
No.
Can't send that.
I hope you don't have your voice to text thing on.
Shakespeare. He was the first one to use it in The Merchant of Venice. That's where it came from. The green-eyed monster.
Okay. Thank you for the history lesson. That
you got
was.
It. It's Anna.
I'll make a
Raven.
Mental note of that.
We were talking about this because they just released a list of the top five things that people are jealous of, and jealousy is obviously a human emotion, and many people have it. But I was wondering, I'm like, where does the term green-eyed monster come from? Because they use that reference when talking about jealousy, and now we know it's from Shakespeare.
I had no idea. I mean, I had heard the term, just never heard it that way.
Well, that's what I find so fascinating. Is I'm looking at this, and the top five things that people are in general jealous of.
Mm-hmm.
My number one thing is definitely not in there. Number five is career.
Right. So somebody is successful. You see that, whether you think they're lucky or whatever, we project that on them. Right.
Number four is happiness. General, like even if they have a bad day, they bounce back and they're always happy. We have a boss like that. He's always happy.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's always happy.
And some days it's so infuriating.
Number three that most people are jealous of is people's social skills. They have a lot of friends. Mm. They're very likable. They can like walk into a room and just start a conversation.
That one I get, because people do get very nervous about that type of stuff.
Number two, intelligence. People maybe that can read words like intelligence.
Somebody that might be smarter than the way I'm talking. Right.
People that are naturally smart.
I can't get the words out.
Sometimes, actually, I'll be honest, I didn't think about it, but sometimes I'm jealous because Raven can retain information like it's nothing. And I, like, you could remember facts from things that you read like 3 weeks ago. And for me, it doesn't come naturally like that.
Yeah, it depends, though.
I have to really break things down.
It depends on the stuff. And sometimes I just say something with the utmost confidence, and you know, it's not accurate
making
at all,
up, right?
But I just brazenly, you know, rush ahead.
And the number one thing that people are jealous of is wealth. People that
of
have
course.
A lot more money, which I guess is a no-brainer. And when it comes to jealousy, what is jealousy?
It's a constellation of emotions ranging from fear of loss and anxiety to anger, sadness, and humiliation. Jealousy is commonly seen among siblings who compete for their parents' attention, as well as in friendships and romantic relationships.
Okay.
What accent is that? I'm trying to place that one. That's a little bit. Is that South African?
It was very nice, though.
If you say it with an accent, it makes the bad news better. It's like a spoonful of sugar.
Yeah.
That old remedy.
I've never saw sibling rivalry like I see with my toddler, Dakota, she's two, and my almost 12-year-old daughter, Hayden.
Well, you wouldn't think because there's so much age difference,
yeah,
right?
But Dakota gets jealous of Hayden, the little one, not the big one of the little one, but the little one of the big one. It's actually fascinating because who would think of that, you know, that she would be jealous of her big sister, but she is.
Yeah. You know, I mean, as far as jealousy for me, I'm a little bit older now, so things have changed. Wealth was one thing back in the day. Vacation homes. Right now, vacation homes are cabins. Now, here's the thing. Younger, right? I never wanted to go to your dumpy timeshare or your vacation home or whatever that just had a pool down at the spot. I'd be like, I want to be in the Caribbean or something. I want to be somewhere fancy, Miami or something like that. But now that I'm older and now that we have current conditions, all I want is a place to escape to that has a bunker. I don't even care if the Formica is stained.
The only thing that I'm really jealous of, and it's even embarrassing to admit it, is that I've battled weight my whole life. Like, I have to fight to get pounds off and to stay somewhat.
Got that friend that just stays skinny?
I mean, my sister is naturally thin, and I don't understand how we came from the same parents and how she got that and I didn't get that. My cousin, who's my best friend, is naturally thin. My other best friend, they're all naturally thin.
Everybody around you.
Everyone around me. And then there's me. But you're funny, Anna. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's great. Jealousy is a strange thing. You know, it's a feeling that you have that you feel guilty for having it because you know you shouldn't be jealous of other people. But it's a natural reaction. And every psychologist will tell you, you get jealous.
Sure, of course. Like you said, human feeling, right? It's going to well up from somewhere inside of you. You can't really control it.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. Psychologists actually even say this.
Psychologists agree that jealousy is a universal emotion, and it's even found in species other than humans.
It's true. Did you ever notice? Like, Raven, you always talk about your dogs being jealous of each other.
I'm telling you, I had to bring in a specialist, man. It was a whole thing. Now one of them's jealous that I'm married to my wife.
Right.
True story.
So the top five things that people are jealous of is career, happiness, social skills, intelligence, and wealth. But sometimes you're jealous of things that, well, are a little bit different. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What are you jealous of?
I'm jealous of girls. It's socially acceptable for girls and women to have, like, purse. They can put anything in there. They can put in makeup. They can put in phones. They can put their wallets in there. They can put anything they want to carry around. And I have to shove things in my pockets and have unnecessary bulges and bunches all over the place. And, like, I sit on my wallet. My back hurts. Why can't, like, a guy have, like, a satchel or something? I used to have this, like, leather satchel. My friends all called it a man purse or a merch. They made fun of me. It just doesn't seem like this is something, as society, we should still be thinking about.
Wow. I didn't see that coming.
I mean, he's really loaded up. Like, you're really upset, man. Listen, you can carry a backpack. Nobody's going to stop you. Also, I was at Michael Kors a short time ago, a couple weeks back. They got merces, man. So if you need a merce or a satchel, it did have a strap.
But his buddies make fun of him every time he wears his man purse.
Well, I get clowned.
Well, it did look like it was bedazzled. It had big logo on it, all that. Right. I mean, it was not a quiet merce. It was a loud merce.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are you jealous of?
I'm jealous of people that are naturally lucky. There's this guy that I work with. He's hit pretty big money on the lottery 3 times. He wins office raffles all the time, and he wins radio contests, too. I never win anything.
Yeah.
It's always that guy.
No, I know that feeling. So
yeah.
We have a friend that wins the lottery a lot, but he's a good guy. And so we're always rooting for him. And he's just frankly smarter than us.
It's
so he's kind of cracked the code. But I've got a neighbor who won every radio contest for the past 30 years. He's retired now. I didn't know him till I moved into the house. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he named like 3 dozen things. I feel like he cheated.
But even here in the office, like whenever we have like the office parties, which, you know, we don't have this year. But in general, it's always like the same two people that win all the stuff. It's so strange.
Right. I mean, I've won one raffle in my life. I've got a friend. He wins every raffle we ever see.
There's some people that are just naturally lucky.
And we hate them together. And Raven, what are you jealous of?
I'm jealous of people who can eat anything and everything and not gain a pound.
Yes, that's a big one, of course. Yeah, it's like magic or something. What'd they do that was so special that made them so blessed, huh? What'd they do in a past life?
I don't know. I may have to resort to cut a leg or an arm off to lose some weight. I don't know.
Right. We're going to balance these scales some way.
To no judgment zone, what makes you jealous? You can head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. And if you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Corey and Angela. Angela, what's going on?
Well, okay, it's my 30th birthday, you know, and my sister-in-law scheduled a baby shower on my birthday. I'm just really upset about it. I want to go to the shower, but I just think it's rude of my sister-in-law to plan a party on such a milestone birthday without even discussing it with me, you know?
It is kind of a big thing. Did she know that you were planning on, you know, having a party or traveling or whatever? I don't want to expose your plans because Lord knows they could come lock you up if you announce them in front of it. But did she know that you were doing something and it would be rather large?
Yeah, she knew it was my birthday.
Yeah.
And, I mean, my husband didn't, he said she didn't do it on purpose, but it's just rude, you know?
Are you not going to go because it's on your birthday?
My husband thinks that I should go because she was planning it with their parents and everything. It's the only day that worked for them. And I mean, we've made a romantic dinner and he's so sweet. He's got food catered by a chef and everything. And he said he could reschedule it, but I don't know.
Corey, what's going on?
30 is a big one. Absolutely. But it is just the two of us and we're only rearranging a couple schedules. My sister did not plan to do this on purpose, you know, on her 30th birthday, but there's 8 women going, which is way less than it would have been if it weren't for COVID. And now if Angela doesn't go, it's going to be very blatantly obvious and really hurt her feelings. And plus that's 8 people that have to reschedule as opposed to just the two of us when we can hire this chef and have a romantic dinner later, like the next day or the day after.
Angela, is the real problem here is that you just don't want to go to a baby shower on your birthday, or are you hurt that your sister-in-law didn't take your feelings into consideration when she planned this?
Well, one, I'm not into baby showers, but the big point is she should have at least discussed it with me. You know what I mean? It's just rude. It's just plain rude of her not to talk to me about this.
Yeah, I don't know how you discuss it with 8 people when you're inviting. You make a list, you make a plan, you invite people. They decide whether to come or not. Let's find out who they agree with. Maybe they agree with you. It's your 30th birthday and you should have been consulted on this. And frankly, she should move it. Or maybe they agree with Corey that it's not such a big deal. You'll figure out a way to make it work. Go to the party. You can reschedule the birthday party for the next night or maybe a different time.
I mean, it's just a romantic dinner, you and your husband. Granted, it's like it's annoying because it's not on the real day, or can it be later or something? But I think this is an issue of feelings being hurt. Angela has her 30th birthday coming up, and she had plans, and her husband, Corey, had hired a private chef. They were going to come to the house, romantic dinner, the whole thing.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, except her sister-in-law now has planned her shower the exact same day. And Corey's like, well, I can reschedule the dinner. And Angela says, no, I'm not going to go. She's like, I don't care that it's small and a few people. It wasn't fair that she scheduled the shower on my birthday, especially a milestone birthday.
You know, the thing is, too, is when you think about it, it's a milestone birthday. It's just going to be the two of them together. What if they had planned to do something small? A lot of those people would have been on the same guest list. I don't know. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of different available dates that you could have done it, right?
We're really painting the sister-in-law in a bad picture. Maybe that was just the day that worked best.
Maybe.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
Good morning. I'm on the husband's side. It is so stressful right now to have a baby. Can you imagine having a baby right now? And you can hold a baby back. I mean, this baby's going to come up to have a baby shower or not.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a stressful time, but does that mean that nobody has any more manners or tech? I mean, I've been to some baby showers over this past year, you know, Anna. It was my big baby shower year.
Yeah, it was weird.
And some people had multiple baby showers to, you know, take care of people in different locations and different pods or whatever. Other people, you know, you just can't forge ahead with no regard for anybody.
Angela is getting ready to celebrate her 30th birthday, and that's a big one. It's a milestone, definitely.
Sure.
Now her sister-in-law has planned her shower on the exact same day, and Angela says, that's not cool. I don't want to spend my 30th birthday at your sister's shower. But Corey says, it's not really a big deal. He had hired a private chef to come to their house to cook dinner. He says he can reschedule. Is she wrong for not wanting to go to the shower?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, they talked about people coordinating schedules and so forth. You know, my thought is you throw a party, you say this is the date of the party, this is when it's happening. If people want to be there bad enough, they will make it happen. So,
yeah.
You know, considering the schedules of others for the sister's shower, I'm not sure that I would keep that in mind over my birthday. But, you know, then again.
It's tough, though, Raven, because you remember when you're dealing with in-laws, they don't forget.
Well, that's the thing.
They don't forget
things
like
that. But that doesn't make it right. That's what I'm saying.
Mm. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Couples Court, Anne and Raven.
Kind of torn. Similar thing happened to me on my first wedding anniversary. My sister's mother-in-law planned her bridal shower and yelled at me because I wasn't going to be there because I planned on going away.
It's a tough thing to deal with. Thank you for the call. Because when you have plans, it's one thing because it's like, how do you choose between the two? But when you don't really have massive plans that can be easily changed, then it's tough. Then it just becomes your ego if it's your birthday.
I'm going to be honest with you. In my opinion, it's pretty much all petty, right? All of us. It's just feelings. It's just a day on a calendar. It's not a real thing. We imposed it. I mean, yes, it might be the day you were born. It might be the day you were married. But the next day on the calendar, just another day. And if it works better for your schedule, who cares?
Right. And you're like me where we don't hold our birthdays like that. But there are people that take their birthdays very, very seriously.
Lighten up.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
You know what? I am on the gentleman's side. I think that she should do either one. I don't think it's a really that big a deal that it's on her birthday. I also think that it's kind of petty of her to be so upset about it. You know, there's so many things that are going on in the world right now that I think anybody would be grateful to go to any event. And if she doesn't want to go to either of them, I would have no problem going for her.
Thank you for the call.
Have a good morning.
And that's a big thing because nobody wants to go to bridal showers.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, I agree with what she's saying. And like I just said, I think that the whole thing of feelings hurt is petty. On the other hand, sometimes people do know and they do these things because they know that they've put somebody in a position that's not easily defensible.
Well, that's different.
Maybe that's the sister-in-law's vibe.
Oh, I don't like that.
And Aunt Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the wife's side. I think birthdays are so important. And the mother-in-law, the sister-in-law knew what she was doing. And this is hella rude. And I wouldn't go.
Thank you for the call.
See, I told you, Raven, people take birthdays very, very seriously.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Corey, our audience agreed with you. Angela, it's a stinky situation. Nobody wants to spend their 30th birthday, a milestone birthday, at a baby shower. I understand that. But it's also your sister-in-law, and it's important to put family first. So they felt like you have to go put a smile on your face. And then, Corey, either plan your dinner for later that evening or just for the next day or just a different time.
Whatever. Corey, you're going to have to make this up.
It's going to be extra special. Your night is going to be extra special, I promise.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey now.
If you have a problem too, send an email. Couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jenny.
Jenny, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, Jenny. Good luck.
All right, Jenny, we have $700 on the line. All I'm going to do is ask you 5 pop culture questions. All you have to do is answer them as quickly as you can. You get 3 seconds for each one. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, though, goes to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number one, Aaron Rodgers will be one of the guest hosts on Jeopardy. Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback for which NFL team?
Green Bay Packers.
Number two, John Hamm says he auditioned for the dad role of Sandy Cohen on the OC, and he didn't get it, obviously. What series did he get the role of Don Draper?
Mad Men.
Number three, Disneyland announced that it will become a massive vaccination site. What's the name of the princess entangled with the long hair?
Rapunzel.
Number four, the Girl Scouts have teamed up with Grubhub to deliver cookies this year for the first time ever. Which Girl Scout cookie is a buttery shortbread piled high with a mix of toasted coconut, caramel, and dunked and drizzled in dark chocolate?
Samoas.
And number five, Anne Hathaway is asking people to stop calling her Anne because her friends and family call her Annie. What movie did Anne Hathaway play Andy Sachs alongside Meryl Streep?
The Devil Wears Prada.
Nice job, Jenny.
Yo.
Woo! Jenny got all 5. Boom!
See how
Just
I
like
do.
That. Yeah.
See how I do.
Number one. Aaron Rodgers will be one of the guest hosts on Jeopardy. Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback for which NFL team?
Plays for the Packers.
Yes. Number two, John Hamm says he auditioned for the dad role of Sandy Cohen on the OC. Clearly, he didn't get it.
Glad.
Yeah, but what series did he get the role of Don Draper?
It's Mad Men.
That is correct.
He's a better movie star than he is a TV star. He's fantastic.
Number three, Disneyland was announced to become a massive vaccination site. What's the name of the princess in Tangled with the long hair?
Isn't that Rapunzel?
Yes. Gosh, I thought I had you on that. All right, number four. The Girl Scouts have teamed up with Grubhub to deliver cookies this year for the first time. Which Girl Scout cookie is buttery shortbread piled high with a mix of toasted coconut, caramel, and then it's dunked and drizzled in dark chocolate?
Samoas.
Number five. Anne Hathaway is asking people to stop calling her Anne. Her friends and family call her Annie. What movie did Anne Hathaway play Andy Sachs alongside Meryl Streep?
It's The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, gosh. Jenny, I'm sorry. He tied you with five this morning. Ah!
Yep. Game recognizes really game.
Safe. Yeah. I even put in a Rapunzel question. I thought for sure that would happen.
Me too.
Yeah.
He has to stop watching those kitty movies.
I know. What are you doing watching Rapunzel?
It's an old, old story, of course. Come on.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jenny. I'm going to give you an Anne on Raven t-shirt, though, okay?
This is Jenny, and I can't beat Raven.
All right. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time.
All right, we'll throw another $100 in the pot. That means tomorrow morning, $800.